Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kevin Colbert said a lot last week. We've played a lot of the clips for you. This one about the guy behind Ben.
Hopefully we get to see Mason take some more steps in whatever role he has or whatever playing time he gets, be it preseason or regular season or whatever. But it was encouraging to see him in that Cleveland game.
You know, it feels like as we continue to hurdle towards some kind of breakup between the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, and given their belief that you just heard Kevin Colbert state in Mason Rudolph, that he's going to be the next guy. If Mason Rudolph is, he's not going to be terrible, I don't think. I also don't think he's going to be Ben Roethlisberger because elite franchise quarterbacks don't exactly grow on trees. But if he's somewhere in the middle, guys, if he's 10-7, assuming a 17-game schedule, 9-8, and they win a wild card game, maybe, is that just good enough? And is that good enough for Steelers fans and good enough for the Steelers organization based on this? You know, as Aditi said, someone described it to her last week, quote-unquote trophy arrogance. If you're really going to chase a Lombardi every year, is Mason Rudolph good enough to be the cornerstone of that, regardless of how good your defense is?
Well, they're in real danger of putting themselves in a dip for what could be 1 year, but they could do it to themselves for 4 years or so, or 5 years, if they're not careful. Here's what the plan should be. Let me tell you how they can alleviate that. Because the worst thing that could happen is the Steelers could go in their 17 games, and my math's terrible. They'd go 10-7 or like 9-8, and like you said, like win a playoff game, and it looks like Mason Rudolph is the savior, but he does just good enough. Then they re-up him, they sign him to a contract. That would be a very weird sort of purgatory kind of area for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What should happen is this. They should let Ben go. He should hit the road. Mason Rudolph should be on a one-year sort of trial. Unless Mason Rudolph is great, and I mean great, has a breakout year to where you go, oh my gosh, he's that good. He wins a couple playoff games. He leads them to, you know, 12, 13 wins, something crazy, and he is just on point with this offense and is an unstoppable force. Then it is, okay, your contract's up, you were a lame duck, you're done, thank you, and they need to draft a quarterback high who they think is the future quarterback. And if they need to use trade cap or equity in move up in the draft, do that. Do that. There's no other plan. You're not going to go anywhere in this league without a quarterback, or at least a quarterback that you think is super, super good. You can't
well, you can go places. You just might not reach the ultimate goal, right? I mean, and occasionally you might get that far. You might catch a hot streak, and your defense might be enough to carry you. And increasingly, that's what it feels like they've decided on as their path going forward. They've decided on – it wouldn't surprise me at all if they've already decided Mason Rudolph's going to get one more contract from us. It's not going to be a five-year break-the-bank kind of contract, because even if he has a great year next year, he may not – he will not have proven himself worthy of that. But at the very least, they'll give him, you know, another three-year deal somewhere middle of the road if he's the starter and proves himself a 9-8, 10-7 capable guy. And they'll continue to build this team around their defense going forward, Jim. That's what it smells like to me anyway.
Well, it sounds like, you know, and Colin, what you suggested is the scenario that might happen. That's what's been happening anyway, even with Roethlisberger. The defense is probably good enough that they're probably going to be in that 7-9, or now I just fell into that too, you know, 7-10 to 10-7 range, you know, depending on various factors. It's almost a situation where they're not going to be able to fully evaluate the guy in exhibition games, are they? Not fully evaluate him. And I don't think that they should, any kind of even a mid term contract like you're suggesting, I don't know if they can really afford to do that at the money that it would take. You're not going to really know anything about the guy. It's like almost like you'd have to do one of those extensions mid-season, which they say they're never going to do. And I still think that they need to revisit that whole philosophy.
If they're really hell-bent, Jim, on departing from Ben Roethlisberger, if that's the strategy going forward, and as Aditi said earlier, it really feels, based on her reporting, like they still haven't made a decision, that there's some people in one camp, some people in another, and some people unconvinced in the middle. If they're going to move forward without Ben Roethlisberger, if they don't also give Mason Rudolph some kind of extension. I don't care if it's a cursory 2 years beyond this year, just enough to keep him around and say, hey, you better prove it to us if you want a big deal in the future, whether it be from us or somebody else. And they do go, I don't know, let's say whatever, maybe 8-9, and they miss the playoffs, and they have the 15th pick in the draft. That's not going to be – they're painting themselves into the corner then of – having to use excessive draft capital to move up and find the quarterback and cross your fingers and hope that that quarterback's even there next year's draft.
Okay, well, all right. Well, let's say Ben does go. Let's say Ben retires or they cut Ben, right? And Mason Rudolph does have a pedestrian kind of season. Then what is the answer? What is the answer?
I don't know what the – I'll tell you what it is right now. Right now is, at the very least, you secure Mason Rudolph's services beyond this coming season.
Jesus.
And if he turns out to stink, if he looks like he did in Cleveland on that Thursday night more often than not, which I don't think he will, but if he does, then you just cut him.
Well,
you cut him.
What is wrong with – see, I don't understand why it can't be – and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying this is just a difference of opinion here, and we all just have opinions. I think it's okay to allow more players – to go and press them a little bit on the final year of their contract and make them play a little bit to show that they deserve another contract. You know,
oh, I don't have a problem with that either, but we know they're not going to – that based on their policies, they're not going to negotiate midseason. So if Mason Rudolph goes 7-1 in the first half of the season and he's got 2,500 yards on the books and 18 touchdowns already and two picks, they're not going to pull him aside and say – we'd like to negotiate an extension now, Mr. Mason Rudolph's agent. They won't, or at least they say they won't. And if that's the case, you better figure it out before the season starts. I agree, Jim, but they've never shown that they're willing
okay,
to do
that. Okay, so say this. So then by your logic and by the Steelers' history, if Ben Roethlisberger walks out the door today, the next move very well could be a Mason Rudolph 3-year extension.
Yes. And people won't like that.
That
and,
is
and I
scary
agree
as
that
can
it
be.
It won't make a ton of sense based on the fact that we haven't seen
right.
We haven't even seen a full 16, 17 games, full season's worth of work out of Mason Rudolph yet. I like what we've seen more often than not, other than those six quarters in Cleveland and Cincinnati last November. But it's certainly not worth a big contract extension at this point. I'd see if you can get him on a mid-range contract extension. And again, if he falls flat on his face in 2021, so be it. You release them and you move on and you hope that you can move up in the draft next year. But we also don't know what the draft next year looks like for quarterbacks. If Spencer Rattler is the best quarterback available in the first round next year, then I don't know if I'm trading up for that.
Yeah, I don't know if they do have a plan. And I don't know that they – and Roethlisberger is right in the middle of the whole thing, which is why I think we've said all along that, you know what, you may as well cut the cord now. And you may as well move on and start planning for the future and hope that your defense can carry you. There's nothing wrong, you know, throwing out Lombardis, that's overreaching. But at some point you just have to, and you guys, one of you guys mentioned this earlier, it's like get to the playoffs and then see if you can make a run. They haven't won any playoff games.
You are married to the fact of having what you think is a franchise-altering quarterback because you've had one for a decade and a half in this town. And you need to decide if Mason Rudolph fits that bill or not. If you answer that first question, yes, that your team has to function best with a quarterback that makes a real difference. And if you're okay in answering Mason Rudolph's that guy, then go ahead, knock your socks off. Go ahead, make him that guy. But I don't understand how an NFL team that functions, that wants to win a title, looks at themselves and says, the very first thing we need to do is get a quarterback that is an upper echelon guy. To me, that's what all good NFL franchises that want to win a title, that's what they do.
I agree with you, Colin, but unless they're coming to a reckoning of some sorts within those four walls down on the south side that we've had an elite franchise quarterback for the last decade, and we haven't done it. Because we haven't had the defense. And now we're going to, you know what? We're going to put all the eggs in the defensive side of the ball basket. And if that's the case, then we'll do so. And if we have to do it without a franchise quarterback, that's the way to do it. Maybe that's a shifting philosophy on their part.
Yeah, well, I think it's one that's not going to win you much. I mean, you look at the guys that were alive in the playoffs at the end, and it's generally built on quarterbacks. And you look at the guy that won and the guy that held the trophy and the guy that threw it from boat to boat. It was the quarterback. It's not, and I get it. I get there's outliers, but yeah. And what have they given up point-wise, this defense, in the last few playoff games that they have played?
Yeah, no, that's
you're right.
They were disappointing down the stretch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.